One of the flyest of all fly jams, and absolutely one of my favorite songs of all time, and has been played many times on Fly Jams Friday, including the very first Fly Jams Friday, one of the ones right out of the gate that became a fly jam. And it was recorded by Billy Paul, who died over the weekend at 81. Philadelphia soul singer Billy Paul died at age 81 on Sunday morning. According to his manager, Beverly Gay told NBC 10 that Paul, born Paul Williams, was diagnosed with cancer and was hospitalized last week at Temple University. He died Sunday back at his home in Blackwood, New Jersey. A message was posted on Paul's website confirming his death. We regret to announce with a heavy heart that Billy has passed away today at home after a serious medical condition. We would like to extend our most sincere condolences to his wife, Blanche, and family for their loss as they and the world grieves the loss of another musical icon that helped pioneer today's R&B music. Billy will be truly missed. Please share your thoughts and messages and stories of Billy if you are a family member or a friend. Born on December 1st, 1934 in Philadelphia, Paul began his music career at age 11 when he appeared on a local radio station, WPEN. He also attended the West Philadelphia Music School and the Granoff School of Music, where he received his vocal training. Early in his career, Paul performed at several clubs and college campuses and several jazz and soul music legends, including Charlie Bird Parker, Nina Simone, Miles Davis, and Roberta Flack. After serving in the Army, where he was stationed with Elvis Presley, wow, I did not know that, Paul released his debut album, Feeling Good, at the Cadillac Club in 1968 on legendary producer and Philly soul pioneer Kenny Gamble's Gamble Records. Paul gained his greatest success when he released his 1972 single Me and Mrs. Jones, which was written and produced by Gamble and Huff. The song was the number one single on Billboard Hot 100 and R&B singles charts, received a Grammy Award. The song also received newfound attention decades later when singer Michael Bublé released a cover version of it. Whoa, really? Have you heard it, Dan?
I've not heard it. I've seen it. I think it's online. Let me see if I can find it.
Michael Bublé did a version of it. Wow. That I did not know. See, to me, that's like, don't mess. Don't mess with this song, Bublé. In all, Paul released 15 albums, not counting the 1973 reissue of Feeling Good at the Cadillac Club, between 68 and 88. While he never again matched the mainstream success of Me and Mrs. Jones, he is recognized by many as a pioneer and an important figure in soul music, known for his socially conscious lyrics. According to Paul's website, Questlove of the Roots once compared him to Marvin Gaye and Stevie Wonder, calling him, quote, one of the criminally unmentioned proprietors of socially conscious post-revolution 60s civil rights music. And that's what Questlove said.
Mrs. Jones. We got a thing going on.
Yeah, no. Sorry. I don't have anything against Michael Bublé. In fact, I like Michael Bublé, but no. Don't. Just don't. Why didn't somebody just go, no? Like, just somebody walk into the studio while he's recording a song and just like, excuse me, no. No. So Billy Paul passed away. Rest in peace, Billy Paul. Another legendary musician, artist has passed away. And yet another edition of Fly Jams Friday. Another Fly Jam Friday contributor that's passed away.